Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. There is a very important part of our ability to participate in, let alone prevail in, that war that revolves around something that many of us, I think, take for granted, namely love of our country and a recognition of its extraordinary qualities and the imperative of defending them against, as the oath many of us have taken says, all enemies, foreign and domestic. A woman who has recently performed an important piece of research into the phenomenon of patriotism, a shorthand way of describing all of that, I think, is with us, I'm very pleased to say, for two segments. She is Anne Sorok. She is the president of the Frontier Lab and has also become the executive director of a new initiative, the Ear to the Ground Project. And we're going to talk in a moment about its first product, which is a drill down involving extensive public policy research about patriotism. But before we do that, I wanted to welcome Anne, of course, and thank her for the work that she's done in the past, which involves some extraordinarily interesting and important studies of popular sentiment, mass movements, what prompts people to become engaged in things like, Black Lives Matter, the Tea Party, Occupy Wall Street, protest against Governor Scott Walker, and much more. She has previously worked for United States Senator Paul Fitzgerald and a dear friend and much admired inspiration to many of us, Congressman Henry Hyde. Thank you, Anne, so much for joining us and for this extraordinarily interesting project, which we'll talk about a little bit more in a moment.
Well, it's an honor to be here with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I think before we get to the study that you've done on patriotism and partnership with the American Culture and Faith Institute, I'd just like to give you a moment to talk a little bit about your background. You really seem to bring some interesting and perhaps extraordinarily needed skill sets as a market researcher, focusing, as I say, on some of these phenomena that increasingly seem to be shaping our posture in what I think of as the war for the free world. Give us a little of your background.
Well, I think like many of us, I came to D.C. hoping to change the world, help the country, and I had a wonderful experience being able to work for two amazing leaders, Henry Hyde, who I happened to be working for during the impeachment. Got a very interesting view of all of that.
You know, real civics lesson, wasn't it?
Yes, you know, I like to tell people, I used to watch him, he would read Cicero as he prepared to go into that trial every day. And I just wonder today how people would view that now that the left has changed their tune a little bit about sexual harassment. But in any case, I spent some time on the Hill. I spent some time in publishing at Regnery Publishing. And then like many people in DC, I felt like I wanted to go be part of what I was talking about, which is that free market private sector. So I went back to school, got my MBA, worked in the private sector, and the most I worked on Manwich, branding Manwich, the Sloppy Joe mix, and I use that almost every day now as I try to market our ideas.
Marketing ideas, no kidding. Well, listen, one of the ideas that you are marketing at the moment is this Ear to the Ground project. Tell us a little bit about it. Who's involved, and what is your goal?
Well, I'm so excited. This is the launch for Ear to the Ground today. It is a wonderful collaboration of a unique set of researchers, public policy people, academics, and grassroots activists who are uniquely committed, I think, in this day and age to a different posture towards listening to the American people. That is our overriding ethic. We are using market research as a tool to bring the voice of the American people to a larger audience. It's why we are launching as our first project today, this study on patriotism. It's very in-depth, very thorough. But the idea is to bring people from all their different silos, not just in DC, but around the country, and say, what are the new issues animating Americans? What have we not been paying attention to that really matters to them with our sort of one-off polls or polling generated just to influence them? So we're not looking to control or influence the American people. We're looking to listen.
A fascinating thought, and one that you'd like to think more people in Washington were doing. I mean, it is, after all, supposed to be a representative government we've got, but it does seem, especially at moments like this, Ansarok, when the Congress seems poised to plunge into some end-of-the-year Christmas presents for illegal aliens, for example, that I think the public has not, in fact, been heard very clearly, despite the votes that they cast in the last election, very much to the contrary. So the Ear to the Ground initiative is going to be addressing, as I understand it, the why driving American opinions and attitudes and behavior. And I think in that regard, it's very, very important that you took as your first project, your first initiative, this undertaking to assess American views on patriotism. And you did this in collaboration with Dr. George Barna and his American Culture and Faith Institute. Tell us a little bit of the backstory on how you chose to address this particular topic first and foremost, and we'll get into some of your findings.
Yeah, we wanted to look at a theme in America that was overarching and underarching in a way, many of the other issues that people may have divergent points of view on. So during the more recent elections, we had seen aspects of patriotism and nationalism, which are maybe not exactly the same thing, come to bear. But we had also seen sort of these very evocative protest movements where the idea of the flag was up in the air. And what does it mean to protest? And are Americans still in agreement on all these things? You know, it's something as we look at 2018 that we want to understand, where is our nation united, even on this most fundamental idea that we can stand for an America that means something that to all of us as citizens.
And again, this was sort of showcased recently by the intense controversy between President Trump, I guess, primarily on the one hand, and the National Football League on the other, and this idea of football players taking a knee during the national anthem. And this was seen by many of us as distinctly unpatriotic. There were some who were arguing that, oh, no, this is an expression of a different kind of patriotism. And I guess that's really the finding that seems to jump out from your first project at the Ear to the Ground initiative, Ansarok, and that is that there are evidently two distinct kinds of patriotism in America today. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, and you highlighted one of these issues that I think has really captured the public's attention and made us all think about how do we feel about freedom of speech. And we did find there appears to be two completely divergent ways people are thinking about patriotism and how they're defining and even how they see themselves as patriotic. Overall, perhaps because of that particular issue, and some of the college campus protests, freedom of speech polled the highest across the country in terms of how meaningful it is to of a list of things that sort of comprise patriotism. So we see freedom of speech really percolating to the top as what people associate with patriotism. But when it comes down to how people are defining it beyond that, we're seeing 30-point gaps between those who have a conservative political ideology and liberal in terms of how important these things are, as well as how they rank them. So some of the things that are more important to conservatives, for example, are the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance. We saw a 30-point gap between how important that was to conservatives and liberals. So those emblems of Americanism are very thought of differently.
Yeah. We have to pause for just a second. When we come back, I want to drill down a bit on this point, Ansarok, because it really speaks to how we can all be describing ourselves as patriots or patriotic, maybe not all, but the vast majority of us, and yet seem to have such very different sort of attitudes and, for that matter, conduct with respect to the country, the symbols of it, and what it stands for. That is going to be the subject of our next part of the conversation with Anne Sirach of the Frontier Lab and also the Ear to the Ground initiative. Stay tuned for more.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.